The stakeholders praised Governor Cuomo's proposal to downsize state psychiatric facilities and redirect those funds to local community mental health systems. Harvey Rosenthal, executive director of the New York Association of Psychiatric Rehabilitation Services, says community integration and engagement goes a lot further towards patient recovery than hospital services.
We're doing a better job helping people to live in the community. We don't need the money in the institutions. We want it in the community. A big source of where that money needs to go is increasing housing, employment, and peer support.
Steve Coe is CEO of Community Access in New York City. His organization provides housing, job skills, employment placement, and support to break the cycle of homelessness, institutionalization, and incarceration of people living with mental illness.
If somebody moves into housing, they get their physical health improves and their mental health improves. So the public, I think, you know, all they hear about is how that people are dangerous, and that's just, it's not true.
Neil O'Connor, a recent graduate of Community Access Program, offered at the Howie T. Hart Peer Advocacy and Training Center in Harlem, said the course helped him turn his life around when he was struggling with depression. He wants people to know that those diagnosed with mental illness are dealing with more than a medical condition.
They're like, hey, the guy sounds like he's all right, even though he's got, you know, he's labeled like he's got a mental illness, he's still got his wits about him. You know, he'll have his bad days, he'll have his good days, but in the end, they'll have more good days than bad days.
Governor Cuomo's budget plan for mental health services redirects $25 million in state psychiatric hospital resources, resulting in a reduction of more than 400 inpatient beds. $30 million of redirected Medicaid funding will be channeled into peer and family support, community rehabilitation, and employment initiatives. The Civil Service Employees Association has called the Cuomo administration's plans flawed and that the plans underestimate the demand for ongoing long-term care for people with mental illness who can't be supported by the community. In Albany, I'm Jenna Flanagan for the Innovation Trail.